Bus updates. I have bus updates. Here are updates on my kid's bus.
Your daily Lex.
Basically, at this moment, my episode is a musical. Two songs to start it out. Here's the bus update. So, as you may recall, this year, Ani can drive to school. On the days Ani can drive, Ani can take Sierra. On the days Ani's parking spot sharing person drives, that person can only take Ani and not take Sierra because of New Jersey state law and the driver's respective ages. That means Sierra has to take the bus. And the bus stop this year is 0.5 miles away from our house, which is not short. It's not horrible, but it's not short, especially if you think about being cold or raining. You also have to cross over a fairly busy street, a 45 mile an hour road where there is no crosswalk to get on the bus. So you're assuming or hoping that everybody will follow the rules when the bus puts out its stop sign and says, hey, cars in both directions, stop. So you have to cross four lanes to get to the bus. I had written to the school before the school year and I was like, hey, you helped me with my bus stop last year. I'd love if you could help me with my bus stop this year. And here's what I'm asking for and here's why I think it makes sense. And they said, yeah, no, we're not going into developments this year. Sorry. You lose. So we've been getting up to drive Sierra to her bus stop on the necessary days. Yesterday, Lauren and Sierra are excitedly texting me when Lauren had taken Sierra to the bus, that the bus came from behind them, meaning the bus came from inside our development. And when Sierra got on the bus, she had asked what happened, and the bus driver said that the previous spot had been changed. It also was across that same busy street, but the kids were waiting in a abandoned preschool parking lot. The preschool is abandoned, and I guess the parking lot is also abandoned. And somehow the transportation department thought that that spot didn't work anymore. So they're going into the development, meaning they're going by my intersection to get to the spot where they're picking up my kid. So I wrote to them again, hey, I know you already said no, but now that you've changed this other stop, you're going right by my house. You're going right by my intersection. The only two kids you pick up both live on our street. So could we just have you pick them up at the end of the intersection where you did last year? And they were back a couple hours later saying, we're going to stop, not at that intersection, but at the next intersection down. So we'll add that for you. We know you'd prefer the one that's closer to you, but just in case any new kids move to the district who live elsewhere, since, you know, your cul-de-sac is small, we'll do it to this other spot instead. Which, Sierra thinks they're being vindictive. I don't know why they would be vindictive. I'm nice to them. They're nice to me. But it means that instead of it being an 11-minute walk, it's a 2-minute walk to the bus stop. Okay, not horrible. Significantly better. So today, Sierra and I go out and wait for the bus. I'm in my car and Sierra's on the street. And I'm like, just, you know, make sure you wave because we know the bus driver's been told about this new stop. So let's just make sure they stop. And the bus driver just goes right past us. So I take off in my car after the bus driver to get to the busy intersection where she's supposed to stop. And I have to kind of roar to get there. And I do get there and I pull up right next to her before she can, you know, turn. And I'm honking and I'm waving and she looks at me and just keeps going. Truly insane. So then I have to turn around and go back and get Sierra, who I'd left on the side of the road, and drive her the 30 minutes to school. Meanwhile, I hand Sierra my phone and dictate the email that she writes to the transportation team, explaining the situation. And they wrote back pretty quickly saying, oh, well, I had spoken to the bus driver directly yesterday. I spoke to her again today. And she said that there was nobody at the stop. And I'm like, well, not only were we at the stop, I definitely gave the neighbors a show as I was wildly gesticulating. So will the bus stop tomorrow? Who knows? I hope so. But man, frustrating. Frustrating part because it delays my workout. Like my whole morning is different from what it was going to be. And I don't love it. Anyway, that's it. Tomorrow is new iPhone day to those of you who celebrate. So let's get excited. And yeah, I don't know if I'll have an episode tomorrow or not. Probably, but not definitely. So if I don't talk to you tomorrow, just know I'm still thinking about you.
Lex.